Hello, welcome to the first episode of Manufacturing Matters Jackson, the first and only podcast highlighting and serving the manufacturing industry of Jackson County, Michigan. My name is Keith Gillenwather, and I am the president and CEO of Accelerate Jackson County, formerly known as the Enterprise Group of Jackson County.
And I am Olivia Steele, executive director of Jackson Area Manufacturers Association, or GM. Keith, can you tell me a little bit about Accelerate Jackson County?
For sure. So we're the economic development organization that serves all of Jackson County. We strive to be the single point of contact for economic and community development that is trying to improve ultimately the business community and improving quality of life in Jackson County. We do that in a variety of ways. We work with our existing business communities or what we call business retention and expansion to help businesses that are here, that are invested here, that are hiring and employing people here and paying taxes here to grow, expand, and ultimately just add more to our community. We also work with business attraction, and so kind of the marketing arm of Jackson County, trying to bring new businesses in, fill up our business parks, our industrial parks, the new Jackson Technology Park North, that was a project that we led. So we try to work on those business development sorts of things. We also work with workforce organizations such as JAMA and some of our guests that we're going to have on a little bit later today. We work through quality of place initiatives, and this coming year we're going to start taking on more of that, like the livability of the community, housing issues, and things like that. So in short, we kind of spearhead the economic development efforts. We work with all our great partners from across Jackson County. So I'll ask you the same question. Can you tell me a little bit about JAMA?
Absolutely. So JAMA has been serving Jackson County since 1937. We're a membership-driven organization. Basically, we want to help our manufacturers succeed and grow in our region. We're here to focus on workforce development. We created the Academy for Manufacturing Careers back in 2005. That serves as kind of the training hub for our manufacturers. We have over 20 different occupations today in manufacturing. We also partner with businesses and community organizations because a lot of times it's just about being that connector, right? So being able to work together and provide the resources, because the more successful our manufacturers are, the more successful our community is as a whole. Additionally, partnering with our educators and providing programs for youth as a pipeline is something that JAMA is very passionate about. Keith and I, decided late last year to partner and offer this podcast. We've been working with the formerly Enterprise Group, now Accelerate Jackson, for a very long time. And there is a strong relationship between economic development and then what we do for manufacturers and workforce. And so we're really excited to collaborate and serve our community through this podcast.
Yeah, that's right. I remember our very first meeting together when I came to your former offices before you have the awesome facility that you do now, talking about how we needed to partner together, not only to really support our local manufacturers, but to promote how important manufacturing is in Jackson County. And I think this podcast is a great vehicle for us to do that.
Yes, absolutely. So we plan to release a new episode each month, focusing on key issues relevant to manufacturing partners. So as we grow our audience, if there's a topic that you haven't heard that you want us to offer in this podcast, feel free to reach out to myself or Keen. We're open to those suggestions. We want this to be beneficial to you.
We'd like to welcome guests each month under our Manufacturing Matters Jackson podcast. And we're recording it right here in the heart of downtown Jackson on the 11th floor at 1 Jackson Square. We will probably move around occasionally as the situation dictates with some of our manufacturers. You'll be able to find this podcast on all the popular apps, the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, and really wherever you listen to your podcasts. And then you'll also be able to view the video of our podcast on our YouTube channel for Manufacturing Matters Jackson. So, Olivia, how important is manufacturing to Jackson County?
It's the cornerstone of the local economy. There's over 300 manufacturers in our region. Approximately 60% of those businesses are tied to automotive, showcasing the county's strong connection to Michigan's automotive legacy. Other vital industries, so you have the food processing, you have plastics, and you have advanced manufacturing. Manufacturing in Jackson County provides over 9,400 jobs, with more than 5,000 of those being in skilled trades, which is why, you know, GMA is offering apprenticeships and training for those skilled trades, because if we don't have that training, then that number would be significantly less. Mm. Manufacturing also not only supports thousands of local jobs, but also plays that pivotal role in addressing Michigan's broader workforce needs. So according to Workforce Intelligent Network, or WIN, there's over 21,000 skilled trade openings annually across the state. Jackson manufacturing represents about 15% of the county's workforce, which exceeds the state average of 13.5%. Manufacturing continues to drive economic growth and innovation while sustaining Jackson County's vital role in Michigan's industrial landscape.
Well, I think that's a great point, Olivia. Manufacturing is definitely the key industry here, right? It's one of those key drivers that makes Jackson County who we are. It defines not only where we've come from as a community, but it's also going to play a large role in where we're heading into the future as well. We know that as an industry in Jackson County, manufacturing pays one of the highest wages, one of the highest annual wages in covered positions, and it's also the largest employment sector in the number of jobs in our community. Another thing that we hope to accomplish with this podcast, besides celebrating manufacturing and highlighting some of the various manufacturers that make up such that this critical industry in Jackson County, is that we hope to better educate our audience and our manufacturing partners a little bit on some of the resources that are available to help them to spotlight some of those companies that may not be as well known and just some other items of interest.
Yeah, absolutely. And to that point, for our first episode, we wanted to tackle the largest and most common challenge we hear from our member companies, and that's workforce. Whether it's the ability to hire a qualified workforce for open positions, recruiting individuals with the necessary skill sets, or addressing workforce issues unique to a company. This is the dominant theme we hear in nearly every conversation that we have with an employer. At GMA, workforce development is top priority. We're consistently engaging with our manufacturing partners, trying to understand their needs and connect with them and find resources, address gaps, whether through training, apprenticeship, or just collaborative initiatives. This episode sets the stage to explore solutions, share insights, and highlight success stories to help our manufacturers overcome these challenges and strengthen their workforce strategies.
I'd agree with that 100%, Olivia. When I started in Jackson County in early 2024, I tried to get out to as many employers as I can. I mean, obviously, as a new guy coming into the community, trying to set that strategic plan, that strategic direction and vision with my board of where we wanted to go with the new Accelerate Jackson County. But your comments track with everything that I heard. You know, I think I did 70 visits in the first 3 months that I was here with businesses and primarily manufacturers. And it was the top thing that we heard every single time on every one of those visits: hiring, skill sets, you know, the available workforce, the pool of workers that we had. And so I think this first episode, it's a great thing to be able to tackle such an important issue for us. Hiring workers with the necessary skill sets certainly came up, obviously. Just a common thing that I also heard in the hiring was their contradiction and experiences that they had in hiring younger workers versus an older and your seasoned workforce. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, so that's one thing that JAMA has always been dedicated to is youth programming. You know, we've been focused this last year on partnering with other organizations like the Shoprat Foundation that focuses on those youth programs. JAMA also has the pre-apprenticeship program opportunities. So, you know, the schools like Northwest and Western that have those manufacturing classes, we're able to work with them and be pre-apprenticeship. So they have some training And of course, we want our 11th to 12th graders to enroll at Jackson Area and Career Center to get that CTE credit and enroll them in an apprenticeship program. So, you know, getting that pipeline, training the students is key in fulfilling the workforce needs here in Jackson.
That's awesome, Olivia. GM has certainly been working to solve that issue for a number of years. I'm always impressed at the breadth of what you do here in the community. From an economic development perspective, we certainly embrace the work that you're doing in the workforce front. As I mentioned before, we always hear the workforce is a key issue from our companies, and that hasn't changed, whether it's in the year I've been here at Accelerate Jackson County or in the 20 years of economic development experience that I have across the, you know, at least the Midwest. I would say it's always that key driver for companies. And it's not just for our local companies either. As I mentioned earlier, we do business attraction. We're trying to fill up our business parks. We're trying to fill up the sites and bring new businesses and new opportunities and new taxpayers and new employers into the community. On that attraction side, without a doubt, one of the first questions that we always get is, can I hire in Jackson County? And they want us to tell them not only specifically about the number of people that they can hire, but do those people have the skill sets that they need? And so having an organization like JAMA and some of our partners that are coming up later in this episode, working together, collaborating to try to solve that problem is great. It's kind of funny because when I started, as I mentioned, I've got about 20 years in economic development at this point. And when I started, that workforce question wasn't as prominent either on the attraction side or when we did it, but it has certainly become more prominent in the years that went on. And I think it got exacerbated a little bit by COVID as well.
Yes, we saw that here in Jackson County too. The effects of COVID-19 were felt deeply by local manufacturers and organizations, much like the rest of the country. When the pandemic hit, many manufacturers had to quickly adapt to the supply chain disruptions, fluctuating demand, health and safety challenges, and then of course maintaining their workforce. In Jackson, some of the manufacturers pivoted to producing PPE, others essential goods, while others faced temporary shutdowns or slowdowns due to the health protocols and workforce shortages. However, the pandemic also accelerated the adoption of technology and remote work practices. Even within the manufacturing sector, many companies embraced automation, digital tools, virtual communication to keep operations running smoothly as possible. This shift helped some manufacturers not only survive the crisis, but also improve their long-term competitiveness, right? So additionally, workforce shortages became even more pronounced as many experienced workers left the industry or retired earlier than expected.
Yeah.
It created a gap and has been challenging to fill. The demand for skilled trades, which was already high before the pandemic, it only intensified with COVID-19 and continues to be the critical issue for manufacturers in Jackson County and beyond. Despite these challenges, Jackson County manufacturers show resilience and an ability to adapt quickly to changing conditions, leveraging both innovation and community support to navigate through the pandemic's effects. The continued focus on workforce development and training is crucial to ensuring the sector's ongoing recovery and growth.
Yeah, so obviously manufacturing continues to be critical to Michigan's economy. So what are the biggest challenges that you think manufacturers in Jackson and statewide are currently facing as it relates to workforce or anything else, I guess?
Yeah, that's a great question, Keith. There's a number of them, right? So a couple that come to mind, of course, we have the workforce shortages. We have that skills gap. We have the mismatch between what manufacturers need and then what the workforce can actually provide. Along with that aging workforce and attracting the new talent, getting the kids interested in STEM and manufacturing, but there's still also the supply chain disruptions, right? So that continues to be an issue. There's material shortages, there's rising costs, the dependence on imports. But lastly, we also have the advanced technology integration and Industry 4.0. And some of our smaller and mid-sized companies really struggle with the implementation, mostly due to costs or just their lack of experience in those industries. And then, of course, when you add more technology and smarter technology comes those cybersecurity risks that really goes up. And so it's hard for a company to really try and implement that with all the different challenges that come with it.
Another key to the workforce development angle in Jackson County is we have a lot of partners that help us in these efforts. So we're excited today to have Amber Collins from Jackson College and Kate Burke from Michigan Works Southeast join us today on our inaugural episode of Manufacturing Matters Jackson.